T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe and Evan for Mike, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here until about 6:30. We'll take you out to Yankee Stadium for the pregame show. Huge series starting tonight with the Red Sox. Robbie Rosenhaus, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And our next guest, who big-timed me yesterday, had something better to do than get on with me. But nevertheless.
Wow, what a jerk.
John Heyman. His report is brought to you by Infinity of Massapequa, family-owned and operated since 1989. Shop online at infinityofmassapequa.com. By Sports Clips, you watch sports. We cut hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips, it's good to be a guy. By Fubo TV, watch your local sports live at FuboTV.com. Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICF, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by BMW, our good buddy, although I'm a little down on him, John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. How
I mean, what was so important yesterday that you could not give me 20 minutes yesterday because it was so damn important? What was that?
Oh, did he want me on yesterday?
Well, I thought you were coming on. I was all jacked up. Heyman's coming on. We're going
to
have a good time.
Ask your producer. I got a text. Would you rather do it today or tomorrow? Not knowing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Wow. So Ernie gave him the out.
Tomorrow. I Wednesday's my busy day. I'm working on my notes, and Thursday is my usual day. And I think that, you know, my people out there are expecting me on Thursday. That's my usual day, but. I didn't know that you wanted me special. I was just asked, would you rather be on today or tomorrow? And
I said,
for tomorrow.
All right, well you skated away from that nicely, John.
So. He basically blamed Ernie.
I don't need to hire a lawyer then. Okay.
You're good.
I could be my own lawyer.
Yes, you could. You know what? And you know, you have that lawyer look to you too, John.
What is it? It's like a racial thing.
Oh, God, come on.
Thing.
Here we go.
John, why? This is very important, all right? Because I think that when you block someone on Twitter, that's kind of a big deal. That's your way of saying, you know what? You're not just bad. You're really bad.
Oh, I have not blocked you guys.
I never said that, but you block that freezing
cold. You didn't beat up today, John.
That freezing cold takes person, the person that like finds old opinions that are wrong retweets it. What happened? Why? I think that's a very good Twitter person to follow. I find that funny.
Yeah, he just is good at 2020 hindsight. So I'm tired of it.
It's all in fun, John.
I didn't find it amusing. He keeps retweeting my same tweet from 9 years ago.
What was it, by the way?
Like 10 times.
What
Something
was it?
About I praised when they signed Ryan Howard $225 million thing. So he has to go back 10 years to find one that makes me look foolish and retweets it every few months.
But I think it's funny. I mean, I think
funny?
That's one of the perks of Twitter.
That's
like,
funny?
Yes, it's a look. I've said a lot. Joe and I have both said a lot of dumb things. Or it turned
like
out to be dumb.
Seinfeld funny or what kind of funny?
Yeah, Seinfeld funny.
It's not even Pesci funny.
It's not even Pesci funny.
Do you get upset when people find old tweets from celebrities and use it against them?
Yeah, this guy has continually retweeted that one tweet over and over again. It's got to be tiresome. This tweet that I had from 9 years ago, which took me 2 seconds to think of it, and obviously was incorrect. It's been retweeted like 20,000 times thanks to this guy.
You don't get a kick when people retweet from like 7 years ago Donald Trump saying that something that he contradicts? Like, it's funny.
Yeah, something that he does stupid. I like that.
Oh, you
like
but
that.
But not you. Come on, John. What is that?
Well, that also has a greater effect in the world.
Now we're getting political now, John. What's going on here?
I'm merely saying this because I like it. I think it's hilarious. I think it proves... getting on the president, but we can get on you too, John. You're a baseball reporter, and you're doing
because I like you guys. But the guys, I whole
see.
Life
okay,
is
so crazy. We're okay. We're allowed to get on you a little bit.
Well, I don't understand the point of a guy whose whole thing is to go back and find tweets from people where they were wrong and re-expose.
John, here's what I'll tell you. I got to tell you. I'm just a regular dude. I find the guy's Twitter account to be very entertaining. I really do.
Who is this guy?
It's interesting.
Not that I would know anything about this, but who is this guy?
The guy's name is...
Very sensitive. For a guy who goes around retweeting people when they make mistakes, he's probably a little sensitive because I keep getting comments from people about it. So
well, because blocking is a serious. When you block someone on Twitter, Joe,
no,
it's
I've blocked about 10,000.
Did Matt Harvey block us or whatever?
That's true, man. Yes, Matt Harvey blocked us.
It was my fault. But.
I have a low standard for blocking. I've blocked 10,000. Probably 1,000 people listening I've blocked.
Joe, the guy's Twitter account is Old Takes Exposed.
Okay.
And it's a guy named Fred Siegel. I don't know who
Fred Siegel.
And what he does is he finds, as Jacob DeGrom gives one up off the wall, he's pitching
Scooter
like
Jeanette
crap.
Again. He is pitching terrible.
Yeah, Scooter Jeanette, Babe Ruth. Yep. But he finds old tweets of like a prediction or an opinion that turns out to be really wrong and then retweets it many years later. So that's what he does. I think
well,
it's interesting.
You can follow that if you like. I find that a little bit on the negative side. I try to be happy and positive guy. I think that's a little bit on the negative side. To make that your life's mission, it's a little much.
All right, so let's talk baseball for a second. Are you concerned about the Yankees right now?
I'm concerned. Yeah, I mean, they need Judge to be performing. Maybe not like Giancarlo Stanton performing, but something. You know, they need him going. Yeah, I'm concerned. They're going to be in the wild card. They'll be in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win the division, but it's concerning. They have not been great lately against the good teams. Cleveland's a tough team. Boston's a tough team. You got to be able to beat the tough teams if you're going to go anywhere. Yeah, concerned.
Now I'm making sure this is real, John, because I know you're working here. Ken Rosenthal, one of your colleagues, and it is the real Ken Rosenthal, is tweeting that the Angels are close to acquiring Justin Upton from the Detroit Tigers.
Wow!
How about that?
Is that right?
How about that?
Wow, I should probably get off the air and check that out. But,
do you need to get off and check
it out?
And
now you're going to big timers again for Justin Upton
that's
now?
Pretty good. No, I wouldn't. No, I'm staying on with you guys.
All right, I hope
that's your loyalty. We appreciate that.
Sure.
When you look, and you wrote something interesting. I want to get to this because you do have your column on fanrag.com along with coming on with us. And that's about what's really helped turn Gary Sanchez's season. Not that he was having a horrible season by any stretch, but he obviously has had a big second half with power really over the last few weeks. And the meeting with A-Rod has had a lot to do with it. Tell us more about the A-Rod Gary Sanchez powwow that's kind of helped him potentially get his back going.
Yeah, I mean, Hal Steinbrenner asked A-Rod to meet with Gary Sanchez. They were a little concerned about him. I do think they thought he was 10 pounds overweight. Not terrible, but it was part of the reason he wasn't blocking the balls. And A-Rod and his girlfriend, J-Lo, had a nice lunch with Gary Sanchez. And he gave him a little tough love, as I wrote about on FanRag Sports. He told him, basically, in so many words, do you want to be Jesus Montero or Johnny Bench? Gave him a little kick, and he was off to the races. So they thought there'd be a connection with Sanchez and A-Rod, and I think they were right. I think that was a good move, and that has helped with Sanchez. He certainly improved right after that.
Do you see Giancarlo hitting over 60 when all is said and done?
Yeah, he's over 50 already. I have all the faith in the world in Giancarlo. Good for him. It's amazing that he's done this. Tough ballpark. A lot of distractions this year in Miami with the team being sold. Not easy, and the guy has performed incredibly well. And I am one of those people who thinks that the real home run record is Roger Maris's. So if he gets to 62, I'm going to have a little celebration for him.
That would be an incredible accomplishment. Even in a year in which everybody's hitting 20 home runs, I mean, I said this off air, but Scooter Jeanette, to me, is the face. No offense to him.
He's beating up DeGrom today, I'll tell
you
that.
Well, he's beating everybody up, and I think that's the face of this era that we're in, at least this season, where, like, everybody hits 20 home runs. Do you think that's good for baseball, John?
I don't know if that's good for baseball. You are right. This is definitely a year of the home runs. 87 was. But you know what? 61 was a year where there were a lot of home runs hit as well. So, you know, I'm not going to look at that as anything negative on Giancarlo. To get to 62, nobody's done it. If he can do it, great for him. No, I think it's better for baseball. There are a lot of doubles and triples and excitement. Home runs, I don't think we need this many home runs or this many strikeouts. But that's the way the game has gone. Guys have built up. They're strong. And, you know, they're throwing harder and they're hitting them farther, and that's just the way the game is.
You feel the Yankees will hang in and at least make the wild card. Who do you see as the other wild card team right now in the American League?
Yeah, you know, the Twins have that good schedule. Now, obviously, we've got a concern now with Buxton and with Sano. That makes it tough. The Angels are right there. They've outperformed what everybody figured that they would. Upton certainly would help them. So, I mean, I think those are probably the two favorites. You got to give Baltimore credit. Nobody thought they'd be a buyer. They did end up being a buyer. They had a deal for Britain that did not go through. They canceled it with two guys not meeting their medical standards, which we know are higher. One of them, I heard, was Colin Moran, as I wrote about on FanRag. So Baltimore, with our old friend Buck, is right in the middle of it. But, you know, I think Minnesota, with the schedule, a lot of games against Detroit, a lot of games against the White Sox, they're probably the favorite at this point.
I think before this, the fewest wins of any one or two wild card in this era of two wild card teams was 87. I think we're going to be below that this year. I think both of the American League teams that are in the wild card game, maybe more in that 84, 85 range right now. What do you think?
Better be at least 84, I could tell you that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we'll be in that 86 or 87 range. I'm with Joe. We got to have 84. Right?
Yeah, because I got to win my bet, and I got to take it to Del Frisco's.
I know.
What, are you kidding me?
Dinner, right after you've heard the explanation of yesterday, right? We're back on.
No, John. John, I love you, John. Come on, you know.
Okay,
that. I'm taking advantage of busting your chops a little. You know that.
Oh, it's okay. All right, that's okay. My chops are used to it. Very good.
Yeah, and I'm not the guy on Twitter doing it like viciously. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You and I are friends. I will not be blocking you under any circumstances.
Well, you wouldn't have to worry about blocking me on Twitter.
I know.
It will never be a day. Right. The real Joe B.
You have to worry about
Twitter.
That happening. That's for sure.
I know. I like that you're not on Twitter. It's cool. It's cool to not be on Twitter. You and there's about three other people.
Francesa.
Yeah.
Joe
and Mike.
Francesa.
Well,
isn't he retiring?
I
think he retired.
No, December 15th is this.
Okay.
He's still working. Yeah. He's still out there.
In fact, tomorrow may very well be the last time we fill in for Mike, certainly in the summer. The summer, anyway. So,
all right. Okay.
What'd you think about Mike Leake being traded to Seattle?
Seattle, they've got all their chips in. It's pretty crazy that they're going for it. I got to give the owner credit for continuing to spend under 500 team. They've been very unlucky. Obviously, they've lost. I mean, Paxton is out. King Felix is out right now. They've lost basically for the year, Iwakuma, Smiley for the year. So, they've lost their four top pitchers. To still be in it, I guess, is somewhat of an accomplishment, although with that nucleus, I guess you could look at it as a negative, too. But it's a lot of they put a lot of chips in the middle there, and they're spending a lot for a team that I think has a limited chance to even become the second wild card.
John, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
I got one quick thing for John.
For you. Ahead,
John. Just because you're an opinionated guy, as we've seen throughout the last 15 minutes. Are you ticked at the Texas Rangers? Did the Texas Rangers do something wrong in your mind by not allowing this Houston Astro Texas Rangers series to be flopped for the one in late September?
I'm not sure. I think I have to know more about it to be sure about that. I don't know why do you think that they did. I don't know. It's a very complicated issue, I think, with a lot of deals with the tickets and all that. People in Texas, the fans having tickets to those games later in the year, maybe they were thinking about their fans, I guess. On the surface, it doesn't sound good, but I think they were probably thinking about their own fans. So it's hard for me to kill them. Why should I be killing them? I should give this more thought, probably, and kill them.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Think about it more.
It's very balanced.
We'll
think about it more, John.
And have a more thought-out opinion about that.
Very good.
Thank you, John.
John, always a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.